Kuf Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Nagar Shiesh Barosha Glustera. So you have this spike which is used to be placed behind the door into the grounds to block the door from being opened. So the problem is, so it would go into a hole in the iskufa, which is the doorstep, and it looks like element of binyan by pushing it, putting it in. It looks like there's an element of binyan involved in it. On the other hand, it has a glustra, which it has like a bulb at the other end, which could be allowing it to be used secondary use as a pestle in the mortar and pestle. So that looks less like it's an element of binyan because it looks like a kli. So it doesn't look like just a spike that you're banging into the ground to attach to the house.
I understand the spike is in the ground. It's not placed into the building, right?
So you would bang it into a hole in the doorstep. So it looks like some element you're attaching something into the doorstep, which is part of the house.
Okay.
Doesn't even go into the ground. It just goes, the more we'll talk about later on, but it goes all the way through the wood into the ground. It's like in the next discussion, Kupes and Mid Aleph.
Okay.
So the Mishnah we'll talk about, and the next Mishnah we'll talk about, if it doesn't have a glister on top, it just looks like a regular spike. So the heter is based on the fact that it would normally be attached to the door with a rope. And even when you would take it out of the grounds, it wouldn't, instead of just picking it up and putting it off into the side, putting it into the corner, it would hang on the door. So that makes it more obvious that it's part of the it's not binyan, it's just part of this thing which goes in and out for the purpose of locking the door. The case over here was, the case over here, which we're going to talk in our mission, was it was attached to a rope also, but the rope was not strong enough to hold the weight of the nagar. So if you would hang it on it, it would fall off. So it has, that's a negative in regards to the heter for Shabbos. On the other hand, it has the glister on top, which is a positive. So it's interesting, the order of the Mishnayos. I would have put the order of the Mishnayos, the next Mishnah first, because that's more clear, the general concept, and here's the more specific case. So Rabbi Eliezer, also the Girsa of is Rabbi Elazar, and they seem to prefer that Girsa, which makes more sense. It's somewhat Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi were contemporaries. Rabbi Yossi Matar. I'm Rabbi Elazar. There's a story in the community of Tiberia. So again, it would make more sense that Rabbi Elazar was quoting Rabbi Gamliel, because Rabbi Gamliel was a contemporary of Rabbi Eliezer. So he's quoting and saying, Rabbi Elazar, which was two generations later, saying that Rabbi Gamliel and his kenim and said it was Osir. That proves my point. So Rabbi said back, no, Isser Nogubai, Bo Rabbi Gamliel, Baskenim, Behitirlan. You have the story wrong. The story was that actually that was Mutter, that they were Mutter. Like Rashi, Nagar, Kabilio, it's a nail. It's a very large nail, spike. Shtachman of Sabachor Shabiskufa, Lino Ladelis. They put it into a hole in the doorstep, which will allow them to lock the door. Sheyesh Perosha Glustera Sheresha Ova, the top of it is thick. Where Lebuchna, it can be used as a pestle. Luchtosh Velishchek by Papalim to grind peppercorns. Philochi, the Tarvis Kleelam, even though it's considered a kli, still Rabbi Elazar Oyser, Rabbi Elazar says it's also Elam Kain Kosher, Betolui, Bedelis, Kinefarsh Gomor. It's only Mutter if it's tied on to the door and it's hanging. And even when you take it off, instead of lying on the ground, it's suspended in the air. Rishi Matir, the Tarvis Kleelam, Mishim Gusturo, Well, Mechzi Kabbonah. So the answer is called the Mechzi Kabbonah. So you remove the Mechzi Kabbonah by having the Gusar on top. So the Gemara. Benitl Ba'ogdoi, if the rope which is attached with is strong enough, the Ogdoi is what's it can be carried on that which is holding it tight on. Kliyamal Pliga, that everybody agrees that's mutter. So it's tied, it's suspended, and this rope holds it in the air, it'll work. It's mutter. Ki Pliga Bishaino Nitl Ba'ogdoi. If you would, the rope is thin. If you want to carry it with using that rope, it would fall. The weight would tear the rope. So Yossi says, okay. But against that negative, you have the fact that it has a teres kli because it has a glustera rope, and that is enough to be matzert. No, even so, you still need that it should be considered suspended with the rope. So you have the picture of the case is that the rope was long enough that the one end would end up being on the ground, the other end is holding in the air, so it's not really suspended, it's not holding the whole weight of the thing because the ground is helping support it, so it's not tearing. If you support it totally in the air, it would fall apart, so that's not good enough. Which the more is going to refer to that. That's the case of Nigrar. Okay. Zak Rashi. Minit ba'agdoi, bottom, second last line. Shukasher betali bechel b'shal kayama. It's tied on and it's suspended with a strong rope. Rather tata yadei ois sechevel. You could transport it using that rope. And it will not, or biyodeh, I'm sorry, will not break off in his hands. That's motor. The kima the kosher batola yafa. It's tied on, it's suspended well. Mucha milsa delino koi. It's obvious to people that its purpose there is for opening and closing the door, locking the door, and below Mexican bina. There's no there, but it looks like bina. The issue here is kishenon into bog the rope is thin. My rope to litler misham the taltal ayadi oisachevul miyad nifsek. If you transport it, the rope would break. So Rabbi Elazar saver kimin denon nitzel beigdoi. The have a kimishen a kosher. We deal with it as if it's not attached. And there, but come on, we learned in the next mission. Nagar hamunoch. A spike which is placed, which means it's just lying there. Shana kosher bedel is not attached to the door. And in other words, you may not use it. Hainami munachu. It's considered a case of munach. Because the rope, the fact that it tears, makes it as if it doesn't exist. And therefore, it has the gustura. So that's not enough to permit it. And Rabbi Yossi holds that Gustra will be sufficient. To be matzert. So the way what Rashi seems to present it means Rabbi Yossi accepts the enonitl beigudoi is not acceptable, but the glustera is matzvot. Okay, zok the Mishnah nagar hanigur. So you have the same case of the spike without a glustera on top. Rashi points out. And it's nigger, which means it's tied on, but the rope is not short, which would suspend it in the air, but rather it rags on the ground. So Nerlin by Bimikdash Awalim Medina. Ramunach Kanma Kanoser, the Tanakama says that the Chachamim say that even the Mikdash, which we have a rule in Shulchan Mikdash, so that's considered binyan. So that's going to be usher on a deraisa level. So that's also even in the Beis Hamikdash. If it's nigra, which means it's attached to the door, but it is a long rope, so it's lying on the ground. So in the Mikdash, it's only the rabbanon, so it's mutter in Shulchan Mikdash. In the Medina, Chazal answered that case. Even the case of Munach is not a deraisa. It's not really a binyan. And therefore, it's only the Rabbanan. So in the Mikdash, that's Mutter. So he's arguing with Tanakama on that case. And second of all, Bahanigra Medina, he's Matter, a case of Nigrar, which as Tanakama said is also in Medina, he's Matter in Medina. That's Munach is the Rabbanan. And Nigrar is already better than Munach because it's attached, so that's not even also the Rabbanon.
I thought before we were saying that Munach and Nigrar are like the same. In other words, if the rope is too weak, then it's...
No, the rope is strong. The rope is long over here. So you can carry it with the rope, but the Maisa, it's lying on the ground. So it's according to Tanakhama, the only case would be Mutter Medina is if it's kosher and tolui. It's attached and it's suspended. So even when you take it off, what happens is it hangs in the air. So then it's clearly attached to the door, and it's obvious that its function is that. And then you put it down into the ground. But since it's a nigrar, it's lying on the ground. That's too close to a munach to be mutter. I mean, it's logical. If you understand Munach is Yisr Isa, so the nigger is going to be Yisr Derabonon. If you understand Munach is only Derabonon, so the nigger is more Mutter. So Krashi Nagar Ringer, Shikosha Bedelis, it's attached to the door. Anatoly, it's not suspended. Shechebel Oroth, the rope is long. Mitesha Nigger, due to the fact that it's lying on the ground, it's dragging on the ground. Anonirik Kosher, it's not so obvious that it's attached. And therefore, the Chacham said that's also. Because Shem Beroshah Glustera Ka'amar. This is without the Glustera. Because if it had the Glustera, this is not any worse than the case before, Ve'en Nitl Be'gudai, which according to Yossi is Mutter. Nerlin Bebe Mikdash, the Shua Spalma, who is on the Rabban, then a Bebe Mamish, it's not really binyan, the Hoel Bekosher, since it's attached to the door for that purpose, so it's not binyan. So, Ella Hoel Benigra, Metzika Bebe, it looks like Bebe, since the mice, it's not obvious to people that it's attached. Main Shua Sturban, Bebe Mikdash, Lagosur Shom, they weren't guys there, Shua. Now, the more is going to say there will be our exceptions. But as a general rule, they weren't guys that were abundance in the Mikdash. Bamunach Shenakasher Klal. So the Tanakam holds Habi Binyan Mamish. That's bonus. That's also even in the Mikdash. Pura Sarvina La Binyan Mamishu. Al Daimon the Binyan. Even in that scenario, it's only Daimon the Binyan. But Mikdash Lagazu Vishrus, and therefore in the basic Mikdash, they weren't guys that. It's even the case of Munach is only the Rabbanan and it's Mutter in the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. Zok to Gemara. Ten Rabbanan. Ezel Nagar Hanigra Shanerlin Vimikdash Abalabim Medina. What's the case which is only Mutter in the Mikdash? Kosher Kosher. Vitalui. It's attached. It's suspended. Perosha Echad Magil Oritz, but one end is on the ground. So that's the case of Nigrar. It's not lying on the ground even totally. It's partially suspended, but that's still not enough. It's not totally suspended. So that's the case of Nigrar, which is also in the Medina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says back. Medina Mutter. That'd be Mutter even in the Medina. Ela Izel Nagar Shinoilan Bimikdush Abalobi Medina. So what's the case which is only Mutter in the Mikdush? It's not attached at all. It's obviously not suspended. You take it out, you put it off into the corner. When you take it off, you put it off into the corner. That's the case of Munach. But that's only Mutter in the Mikdash. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halacha to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Nimra. So the pasuk of Rabbi Yehuda in regards to the case of Nigra, which Rabbi Yehuda said Nigra is mutter in the Medina, so it's kosher and it's toloi, but one end is touching the ground, that's mutter. That which we say that it's kosher, it has to be attached to the door. Or you can't have it, let's say, attached to the side wall and do it that way. It has to be on the door, because then it's obvious that its function is to be part to help with the opening and closing of the door. Otherwise, it's you're keeping a spike, which you want to stick on the ground on a rope somewhere in your house. So it has to be attached to the door, as opposed to the doorpost. Okay, so more challenges that any vahal ribby. Tavla Ikla Lemachuza. He came to the city of Mechuza. He saw that it was attached on the Ivridadasha, which is the cross beam which you would put across the door after you shut the door to lock the door. And then attached to that beam, which that beam was flipped over to the side, there was this nagar which you would then stick into the ground. So it wasn't attached to the door. And he did not protest against that. So you see that even it's not attached to the door, it's mutter. Okay. So more answers. Hahu nitl beigdoi hava. So that was a strong rope. So the shell is, why does that help? Let's see Rashi. You really should do one more line in the Gemara. Let's do one more line in the Gemara. Rav Avya equal in Nahardoa. Rav Avya came to the city of Nahardoa. Chosel Hogarba Tahavi Kotter Megami. He saw him tying on the nagar with gemi, which is very flimsy and would tear under the weight of the nagar. And Armadain Loy Nitrik, you can't use that to lock your door. Okay, let's hear Rashi. So Zav Philip and Medina Zamotzer Hal Bakasher Alpi Shena Tali. So Yehuda said, even if it's not suspended, the fact that it's attached to the door is matarit. He came along the more and said that we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Nagar. The mutter afilu medina. That which is matter, the case of Nigra, is even outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Avolai ben Munach, the Shirley Rabbi Yehuda ben Mikdash, but that which Rabbi Yehuda also argues in the Chacham and says that Munach is much of the Mikdash, less hills of Kabasei. That's not mutter. The kibush and a kosher shom, since it's not tied on at all, totally independent. You put it off to the side and take it off. Binyan gomer, that's considered binyan kashar in the garden and shenotzim bekoslim. It's like any other nail you put into the wall. But when a kosher chayiv, any element of binyan is enough to be chayiv. You can't be matter Malachas derises in the Mikdash, chutz mekabas to meet him on the sofim, rekabana sivir, shadechan as a Shabbos, mizeres and kosim. The only Malachas derises, and what there is part of the process of akrabas kabanas, which the Torah has said explicitly, brought on Shabbos. Came along Rava. Rava said, Mahusha kosher bedelis. Surpassing like Rabbi Yehuda, it's only if it's attached to the door itself. The muhuk sharpa, that's obvious that it's functioning to help the door be locked. Loisha kosher b'mezuzah, it can't be attached to the side post. So Ravimata, a case of Nagar Hanigur, which means it was kosher and tolui and Rosh Echa Megillah Oritz. Right, so it's partially suspended on the ground. Came on the Gemara, and the Gemara said that we asked the Kasher from the case it was attached to Be'ivr the Dasha. It was attached with a strong rope. So we're going to have to conclude from this that there's a madrega of attached to the doorpost. Even a chevel chosuk is not sufficient. If it's attached to even the dasha, which is part of the door, so then a chevel chosuk is enough to be matter it. If it's attached to the actual door, even if you don't have a chevel chosuk, as long as it's nigrar, which means it's kosher and tolui, according to Behuda, is sufficient. Now, how that plays back vis-a-vis the previous Mishnah, Tetosis grapples with Tetosis says that either in the Mishnah before, everybody's going like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Nagar Nigar is Osir, the Glustra is what's coming along and saving it. Says Inami, the case of the mission was it was attached to the Ivra Dadasha, and there Behuda agrees that an Itaba Igudoya is not acceptable. And that's the mission, but Glustra would be matrit. So that's how the Tosis before Kipligi suggests that once the more introduced that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree, passing Rabbi Yehuda, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that there's an Ivra Dadasha case, which needs that should be supported by the rope. So the case of Mishnah was it wasn't supported by the rope. Now we have Machlokes, does the Glustra add a new heter which of Glustra? So that's how Tosis takes this Gemara and allows us to then understand the previous Mishnah. We go even like Rabbi Yehuda, which then just points out to us, but if it's attached to the actual door, like the Gemara really over here is saying, the fact that it's not Nitl Bigudoy is irrelevant. He holds that even though the rope is not strong enough to hold it, it's only really holding it because it's being supported by the ground, another end. So it's not really holding the whole weight of the thing. But that's enough to imagine. He attached it with Gemi.
What's
she said, because it is enough to be matzer. It's not nitl bigudoy.
It is enough.
Yeah. Dein lo nitrik, ze lo yino, shena kosher, the command of lesson, the gemi dummy. Gemi is like it doesn't exist. So that's not considered kosher at all. So that's equivalent of a, like Rashi seems like that's equivalent of a munach. So it's not like it's a case of ein nitl bigudoy. It's like it doesn't exist, period. So that's even Rabbi Yehuda agrees munach is also. Okay. So the Gemara, boy Rabbi Zeira, nikmaz mahu. So Ashlun's nikma means that till now we're talking about a case where you put the spike into the doorstep was made out of wood, and it goes into a hole in the doorstep. It doesn't go all the way through into the ground. Let's say it goes all the way through into the ground. That's how deep it goes. So that's called nikmaz. what's the halacha over there? Maybe that should be even with all of your terim, whatever the terim might be. It's kosher and all, etc. But if it's going to go into the ground already, so that's more chum. So this is Rabbi Zeira's question. So why are you asking the question? Lo shemirle, don't, aren't you? Isn't he aware of this? His pashas means it wasn't a direct conversation. Lo shemirle, wasn't he aware of the brisa? Says nishmat. It comes off totally, which means it's like a case of munach. Is also nikmaz is motor. Okay, so the Tanakhama says that nikmaz is motor. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yehuda Omar, nikmaz avishen nishmat is also. Yehuda holds that nikmaz is not motor. So the Tanakhama of this brayse is more matter than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Munach is aser." So nishmat obviously is a problem. But even though it's not nishmat, so but since it's nikmat, it's aser. Lomer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'nikmat. So nikmat is aser. Time in my why is nikmat more aser? Or by Mishum the Mexican boy. So it looks like even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. Okay.
In the other case, is something that happens in an area that's not visible. You have a doorstep. You put the piece into the doorstep. Whether it goes through or not, it's hidden from sight because of the piece that we're placing in there. Unless, of course, we can see under the doorstep.
So either the pshat is that we're talking about it was a thinner doorstep, so it was obvious to people that if it's going in that far, it means it must be going into the ground. Or the pshat is the mice, the way you do it is you pull it in and out. So you pull it in and out, you'll see the bottom of your spike that it went all the way into the ground. So even though you don't necessarily see it going into the ground as you bang it in, but the overall picture is obvious to people that this person is banging all into the ground, so that's more chomer.
This is from the inside or the outside or both?
From the inside. You have to reach the door, they put it there so you couldn't push the door in.
Right, so the only people seeing this would be people inside the house.
Correct.
So there's no forhesi issue.
Right, it's not a marasign issue, it's a problem with domestic avoidance. People will perceive it that if that's mutter, then the opinion is mutter. Okay, boy mine, Rav Nachumi bar Zecharia mehavai. Also, lo beis yad mahu. If you took this nagar and you attached a handle to it, so what's the law? So I can't picture exactly what he has in mind. But Amr Leit, so Bai said back, Buchna Kamarta. That's the case of Buchna. Buchna is a well, normally Buchna would refer to a pestle, was the name for the pestle, the mortar and pestle. Rashi seems the Lord was a little bit like, it was more like a hammer which we'd use to crush. So by adding this handle, it became more like a hammer. I don't copy exactly what it says.
Just a matter of shape. the side of the spike and correct the T shape, whereas otherwise you had the shape of the.
So by putting a hand on, you allow it to function more like a hammer type of a thing, which you can use to pulverize something. And that is where Rashi learns the case that that's to be mutter, even if it's not attached at all. Whereas the case of the gustaro, we only mutter it when it was attached to the either the ibra dash or it was attached to the door, but it wasn't until being gula, but there was some type of attachment. This is mutter totally, according to Rashi. So, better.
I mean, is it possible the handle just is? It shows you that it's something that's made to take in and out.
So I that would have been the easiest way of understanding the Gemara. The problem is the more it gets involved, referred to as a buchna. I'm not sure why it's often referred to as a buchna. If that's Imar Omer Rav Nachumi Bar Ada Osur LeBeis Yad is Mutter. Okay, so once you add the beis yad, it's mutter. So that alone, we say it's mutter, it could be it's mutter because the cat has a beis yad. So then it becomes it's a clearly a kli, etc. Okay, ahu sharisa the hava bay Rebbe Pedos. There was a beam that they used in the house of Rebbe Pedos. To have a madula beyasoru, the 10 people would have to pick it up. That's how heavy it was. V'shadalah adasha, and they'd put it after they closed the door. They would take this beam and put it behind the door, and you take 10 people to move it.
A beam.
V'lomer lehu v'lamidi. He did not make any comments. Omer teres kli aleho. It has the status of a kli. It's not muksa, because you could use it to sit on. Therefore, they're allowed to move it for that purpose. Okay. How asisa the havas beimar shmul. So there was a mortar. So which there was in the house of Shmuel, the hava machzekis. Adariba, it held an Adariba. Rashi says Adariba was half a kor. So you imagine it wasn't this little mortar pestle that you had in your apothecary, right? It was a gigantic thing, and it was quite heavy. Shari Mar Shmuel the Mishnei Adasha. Shmuel allowed them to place it on behind the door, to support the door. Omer Taurus Kli Aleho, it's considered a Kli, and therefore it's not Muksa. You're allowed to do that. Sakrashi. Nikmas Mao, Shiniklas Hanagar, Bechor Ha'iskufa. It goes through the whole of the Iskufa. Venifkas Oisachor. Vyoitse Hanagar, the Tzadakarka. There was the hole wore out inside of the wood. And it went Nikmaz. When I took it, we go through to the ground. But Hashar Kesheskuva Gavoya Vanachor Nikav Ad Lords. That the hole didn't go all the way through. Nishmat Shenipsikachavu Shukashibay. The rope which was attached, it came off of it. Ve'umunach Mekarim Zavis Kesheposecha. So when you open the door, you just put it off it to the side. That's also. Also, the beis yad, the nagar shen a kosher klal. In the case of the nagar, we have a nagar which wasn't attached at all. Tochav beis yad ben tzios. So it attached the handle in the middle. But the rabbi l'makevus now it looks like a hammer. The hashter vadi mucha milson who the kli who. My little boy, is that what? She said mucha kamarta, avadi shori. Both as my cabbage, and crushes it by tchit in the top. Use it to crush them. Sharisa is a kara, kumai betzel, kara si. And the Targum translates it betzlal, sheru si. So you see the word sharisa is a beam. It's a kara. The waited enough for 10 people to have to move it. And he still permitted it. They would put it behind the door to support the door. And he said, it's Mutter Kutar's Kli. So really, the Yesh Leishimala was large enough that people would use it as a bench. Asisa is a mortar. And the Reba Lesef Chitim would hold a Lesef of grain. Tess of soy in Chatzikur, which is a half of a kur, 15 saw. Another name for that is a Lesef. Okay. So the more it's talking about lochas of boina, etc., so it moves off to lochas of oil. The connection being just talking about the subject of boina, so it talks about the lochas of boina. Okay, something more, third white line. Two dots. Shole Rami Bar Yecheskel Rav Amram. Remember Yecheskel asked Rav Amram, name alone Mar. Mihalan Milan Milam Al Yosa the Martalon Mishmeder of Asi the keeper the Arba. Could you tell us some of those Milam Al Yosa, those good, those wonderful words, those nice words that you said over the name of Rav Asi in the keeper the Arba? So when they were out on the ships and it would start raining, so they created a canopy system. They would take half staves of wood which went across the top of the boat, and they normally would be open. When it rained, they would take a tarp and they put it over that and protect the whatever is beneath it. So, do you have a problem? So, kipi is an arch. So, it's this arch type shape which you had over the top of the boat. And what are the lochas of adding a tarp on it? Is a problem making an oil on Shabbos? So he said back that Rav Asi said the following. And I keep it there, but this man sheesh behen tefach. If each one of the beams, the ark is a tefach wide, it should already have an oil. So all you're doing is extending the oil which is there already in a way which is aroy. I mean, most of an oil aroy, once you already have a tefach, is mutter. Or inami ein behen tefach, even if the circles which are there already, the staves which are there already, are not a tefach wide. But ein behen zel is that shlosha, there's not a gap of their love with each other. So in that situation also it's considered like they're one, and that's closed. So then the mocher, once it's there ready before Shabbos, when Shabbos comes, maybe Machzelus, you can take a mat, parasolain, and spread it out over them. My time. Just extending an oil in a way which is a roy, which is permitted, because there's already an oil there, because it's a tefach. It's a width of a tefach. Okay. Okay. Hanu dichri the havale the Rav Huna. There was these rams, apparently they were delicate, which Rav Huna owned. The mama boy Tula, the sun was very intense, so by daytime he needed to make a canopy over them. They needed shade. Valelia boy Avira, at nighttime, however, they needed the cool air which came at nighttime. They needed, so he needed to take the canopy off. So also the command to Rav, he came to Rav and asked him, "What do I do?" So Amalei Zeal Karech Budya Bishar Betefet. As Erev Shabbos ends, and you're taking away the cover, so you wrap it up. But leave a tefach open. Mamacher Pashta, that then on Shabbos you can spread it out. It's a temporary extension of an oil, and that is permitted. So you have to leave a tefach, so you'd roll it up, you leave a tefach open. So that's the place you can say that you see that the, even if the roll is a tefach wide, that doesn't count. You know, you roll the thing up, it's going to have a width to it eventually. That's not an oil. That's not functioning as an oil. That's just functioning as rolling up to the side. So you have to leave it. You have to leave a tefach of the actual oil, the tarp, whatever it is, actually open, and then you roll up the rest of it. So then you can extend it for. Okay.
And if with that case, the kibbe can be spaced considerably farther apart.
Correct. Okay. So you have to leave a tefach open. Open, yeah.
So this could apply to awnings in front of awnings that you sometimes see in front of stores. That
the
screw actuated.
Right, the tarp ones. Right, so if there was a tefach open,
if you leave a portion of it open,
then you could spread out the rest. But if it wasn't. So that's relevant. People make these covers for their sukkah.
Yes.
Right. So if you leave a tefach open, you can extend it further on Shabbos. If you close it up all the way, so you'd have a problem.
Right. For rain or Shabbat.
Okay, let's hold this.
And this is the baby stroller.